I always thought horny and sex went together like hungry and food.
So then, what's up?
I pretended to be all interested in a blade of grass.
I don't know. For one thing, I really love to piss off my dad. As flirty as my mom is, he's like the opposite. He's sort of pristine.
So, he knows?
She looked at me like I was crazy.
No way! It would kill him. I want to piss him off for leaving me and Greg to cope with Mom. I don't want to send him into cardiac arrest or something.
So, what's the point?
I couldn't see how she planned to make him mad if he never even knew.
She sighed.
I guess it's just the point that if he knew, it makes me feel like laughing sometimes. It's like the only way in my life I've ever been mean to somebody.
Allie.
I trailed off, thinking she was being a lot meaner to herself.
Yeah, I know it's hard to understand, she admitted. It's hard for me to understand, and I'm not even perfect like you.
Christ's sake, Allie.
I didn't feel like starting up on that again. My life wasn't perfect anymore, so she was going to start in on my character.
No way.
You don't have a clue how weird I am. Nobody does. I'll lie on my bed for hours just thinking.
Well, I don't think that's so weird, she said with a shrug.
I do, I argued. I mean, I'm not sleeping. I'm not moving. I'm just lying there, thinking. And it's about stuff that nobody else would care about.
Like what?
I shrugged, recalling the morning the week before I had woken up at 6 and lay in bed until 7.
What it would feel like to be drawn and quartered between four horses, I confessed.
I'd seen some old movie on late night where this 15th century guy had been tied between four horses. At the same time, the riders all took off galloping in four different directions. I had to lie there, figuring the thing, from 6 until 7, where he got separated, at the waist or the legs or the arms, and how long he could have stayed conscious.
God, that's terrible, Allie breathed.
I guessed she knew what drawn and quartered meant. I kept going. And especially since all this came down with Creed, I just feel different from everybody else all of a sudden. Nobody else seems to think about how he is. Did you ever notice that? Everybody wants to know where he is, but I haven't heard one person wonder about how he is. Unless they're saying that he's dead. I feel like the only one, and then I figure it must be me. I must be weird. I feel like a secret weirdo. Like it's this giant secret, and one day somebody's going to realize and spew it all over the cafeteria in mega volume. Everybody take a long look at Tori Adams. He's weird, and we just never realized it. And the truth will be out. I could feel her turn, but I was too embarrassed to look at her. I wished I hadn't said all that. Finally, she said,
Tori, everyone around here has a secret. You know that girl I was talking to on the bus this morning? That brainy one that's so quiet and gets all those straight A's? Her mom is an alcoholic. The girl keeps her head chronically in a school book because it's not as weird as the real world. You know Mike Healy from football? During the off season, his dad makes him swim behind a rowboat while he keeps track of Mike's time. If Mike doesn't do good enough, his dad hangs the stopwatch in front of the TV in Mike's bedroom so he'll swim better the next day.